Good morning. I'm Doreen Nichols, and I'd like to talk to you today about Loaves and Fishes. Loaves and Fishes is one of our community outreach ministries that we do here at Ascension, and we've had volunteers going to Loaves and Fishes monthly, once a month, for years. I've only been doing it maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and I just would like to say it is just such a wonderful ministry. Loaves and Fishes has been around for over 40 years. It was started by a couple. It was a former priest and a former nun, and they got married and they started this Loaves and Fishes ministry really just by giving food to the homeless, sandwiches, just handing out sandwiches. And now it has become a big deal, really. It's wonderful. They not only serve meals every day, they serve up to 500 meals a day. It's a midday meal, it's nutritious food. And not only that, but they offer other services to homeless. And they even have a school for children who are they don't have homes, they don't have a regular school. So they have a school called Mustard Seed, and they have Mary's House, which is a daily place for women and their children to go, a safe place to be with other women and children. Loaves and Fishes really touches my heart personally, because I'm retired now, but when I was working, I've always worked in social services and teaching in schools that were low income. So I have a history of working with people, especially mothers and children who struggled. Sometimes they didn't have a place to live. They were living with other people. Sometimes they were on the street. And so I believe that it's a survival thing. And people that come into Loaves and Fishes for food and showers, and like I said, they have a school, they're in survival mode. And we here at Ascension, the group that goes, like I said, we go once a month. And there's between 5 and 7 of us that go, and we work in the dining hall. We serve food for an hour and a half. The people come in off the street. Some of them might live in trailers. Some of them are in tents. We don't know. It doesn't really matter. They come in, and the thing that's most, for me, I love about it, Loaves and Fishes, is every person that walks in there is treated with dignity and respect. And we don't just put food in front of them. We ask them, would you like potatoes? Would you like cheese? Would you like dressing on your salad? Would you like salad? And they're treated as people, as human beings. And it's just really a very worthwhile ministry. And I'm happy to be doing it. And I invite others to do it. We do it once a month. We do it on the first Wednesday of every month. And we all meet here at the church, 10 a.m. If anybody's interested, just show up. I'm like the contact person now for it. So if you want to talk to me, I could give you more information about it. It's volunteers. I did a little research on it myself last night, and I found out that they don't get any government funding at all. It's all donations. It's all volunteers from the community. And they rely on volunteers. They have a handful of paid staff in the kitchen, and a really good cook, by the way, really good food. And we get to eat when we're there. That's offered to us. And it's good food. But it's nice to see that like I said, they treat everybody with the utmost dignity and respect. And it's just a really, really good ministry. Thank you for listening.